arm's-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I am Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. I've got Jim Letourneau with me right now. Jim is an analyst. He has a great newsletter called The Big Picture Speculator. And off the air, Jim and I were talking about a speech that he gave recently in San Francisco at the Hard Asset Investment Conference down there, dealing with the three big mistakes that investors in resource companies make. And he said the interest in that speech was really, really gratifying. It was huge. Jim, what'd you talk about, buddy?
Well, the three common mistakes made by hard asset investors, the first one was a fairly common one, and I titled it commodity confusion.
Uh-huh.
And we may know that the price of a commodity is going up, whether it's gold or silver or, you know, oil. But when you buy a junior exploration company, you're not buying the commodity. There's several degrees of separation. You're buying a share certificate.
Right.
And the share certificates can definitely go to zero, because I have examples personally.
Believe it or not.
About investor mistakes. I'm not just making, I have personal experience.
So do I.
Commodity prices don't go to zero.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you've got a company that's actually in production, there's still risks there, because they can have natural disasters, they can have strikes, the mine could be expropriated. So there's still a lot of degree of risk, even with a producing company, compared to the price of the commodity. And I quoted Jim Rogers, who's a pretty big deal when it comes to commodities.
Sure.
And he continually quotes, many studies have shown you are better off buying commodities themselves rather than commodity stocks, unless you are a very good stock picker. But we all know 80% of stock pickers are above average, so.
Yeah. I don't
but
know.
Sort of a good opening thing to talk about. Because it's really easy to get excited, and all of the companies will tell you about the demand for the commodity they intend to produce, and usually they're valued, of course, the closer they are to getting into production, the higher the value on the company.
Sure. Well, I have to take a little issue with Jim when he says that, and Jim and I had this discussion actually over a bottle of wine in Frankfurt, Germany about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I don't know, when you look at the expertise and the track record, for example, that you have in your newsletter, when I look at our investments, I still kind of like the companies better. But what was the second topic?
Well, I agree with you. If you're a good stock picker,
sure.
You can get extraordinary gains that far out exceed the price of the commodity. But you have to be very careful, because those ones that go to zero really put a dent in the portfolio. The second mistake, and I put it in terms of, kind of accountable language, was not doing your homework. Because even though there are all kinds of free news sources and my newsletter, and there's hundreds of newsletters out there, ultimately, when a person makes a decision to invest in a company, it's their decision, and they can't outsource that, to another person unless they're really serious about following a newsletter and tracking every single trade. Ultimately, if something goes wrong, the blame should fall to the person who made the investment. And often people spend more money on a stock and maybe, 5 minutes of research. And when they buy a car, they'll spend months researching, the different kinds of cars out there. So,
yeah, I agree 100%. This is something, Jim, that I've been stressing that on the show for the past, 10 or 15 years, man. People are responsible for their own actions, and it's really, really gratifying to hear someone of your stature say that. You're not saying, read my newsletter and invest in everything that's in it because I'm right all the time. You're taking a much more realistic approach, and I got to tell you, man, I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you. It's so easy to get excited, and I still do it. There was a discussion we had about a 10-minute discussion period at the end of the talk, and there's nothing with buying a company with maybe a bit of information, but maybe buy a small amount, and then that'll remind you to do your homework.
Yeah.
But don't buy a really big position on a small amount of information, because it will end up costing you money.
Oh, no question. What's point number three, Jim?
Point number three was, it's a classic one, but it's, accepting tips from people. When you accept a stock tip from someone, no matter what their stature, how successful they've been, you really don't, you've sort of outsourced the buying decision. They've told you to buy it, but you'd really, they may not call you back and tell you when to sell. And you don't know if they paid a penny for their shares, or if they're buying in the market, or maybe they're selling and they just want you to be excited about it so it's easier for them to sell. And it probably wouldn't happen if it was a friend, but these things happen all the time. And it's a real challenge because we project all of these good qualities about the person that, we like them and they gave us this idea. But it may have not, they may not have much control over what happens in the market. They may not have much control over what the company management is doing, and whatever their idea was that day may not be their best idea in a week. And I think, and this is my personal challenge, and I think it hits a lot of us, there are thousands of companies out there, and sometimes we get married to ones that aren't going to make the top 2,000.
Right.
And we're continuing, rather than just look every day and go, something's got to give, this is a better company than I thought when I bought it, even though it's trading at less money, maybe it's easier to, move on to greener pastures. It's hard to do, and it's one of the reasons I did the talk is to remind myself, because I do it. It's a human quality that once we own something and have it in our possession, we value it more than if we didn't have it.
Just to add a whole bunch of credence to what you're saying, I've got a friend who owns a car dealership, one of the largest Ford dealerships in the state of Washington, and he and I were talking one day, and I said, what do you find to be the most effective way to sell a car? And he said, let me tell you what I learned a long time ago. He said, you give the car to the person, tell them to bring it back in a day or so. He said 99.99% of the time they don't want to bring it back to you because they've taken ownership of it, even if they don't like it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, and the same thing is definitely true in the stock market. Jim, we got a couple of minutes left here. Tell listeners a little bit about your newsletter, The Big Picture Speculator.
Well, The Big Picture Speculator, covers a variety of commodities, and I'll also delve into technology and even biotechnology. But my background is I'm a petroleum geologist. Mm-hmm. So I do have a soft spot for commodity stocks.
Sure.
I know the commodity bull markets do come to an end because when I graduated from university in 1985, we were kind of hitting the end of a commodity bull market, and I was really confused as to why, 1 year everyone had jobs or multiple job offers, and a few years later it was, one out of 10 or one out of 20 graduating geologists would have job offers, and they weren't necessarily great jobs at that point.
Yeah.
So that's the background. I've been doing it, I think, 7 years
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And I speak at all of the conferences in Vancouver and San Francisco and Toronto and
sure.
elsewhere, I guess, Phoenix.
And the scope of the newsletter is both macro and micro?
Yeah, I try ultimately the big picture. Some of the companies I like, are going to benefit from big picture global trends. The commodity bull market is obviously one of them. Precious metals is a pretty interesting sector right now because. What's money going to be worth? There's a lot of issues with competitive devaluation between different countries, and people really like gold and silver as a safe haven. And while we've seen the commodity prices pretty steady yearly increases, we haven't seen the real explosive moves in some of the junior stocks. And again, so I'm kind of talking opposite of the Jim Rogers slide that I used, but mm-hmm. There are some silver producers that. Can do really well, and they'll probably outperform the price of the precious metals. So that's kind of something to look forward to. I think that's sort of brewing, and it's yet to happen, but I think that's in the cards.
I would agree 100%. You folks out there, we're going to get Jim on the show a little more frequently now, maybe once every 3 weeks or so, if he's able to do that. This guy is very, very bright. Take a look at his newsletter. We'll make him the newsletter writer of the week this week. All you have to do in that case is click on his picture, and that'll take you directly to his site, and you can learn all about Mr. Letourneau and the big picture speculators. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Have a new guest, Chris Berry. Chris is Dr. Michael Berry's son. I've known Dr. Mike for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. He is a regular guest on our program also. The man is absolutely brilliant. And I have to tell you, after chatting with Chris off the air, this guy really has something to offer our industry. He has an MBA from Fordham. He is very, very interested in emerging markets around the world, very well informed. And you know what? We're going to chat now and then with Chris about his views on emerging markets. Chris, thanks for taking some time, buddy. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the opportunity, Alan. Thanks for the kind introduction.
Well, you know, send me a check. Hey, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you a little bit about. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the Yukon. I was involved in a seminar where I was the master of ceremonies, probably about 2 or 3 months ago, with Lawrence Ralston and the Coffin Brothers, among others. And one of the more popular topics at that all day seminar was what's going on in the Yukon. You were telling me you guys have done a fair amount of research as to, you know, the area itself and the potential investment opportunities up there. Tell me what you came up with, would you?
Sure. Well, you know, it's really interesting. We sort of view the Yukon as an area play in the sense that, you know, there are a number of companies that are up there right now, and while we do have our favorites, and we'll talk about some of them, you know, each has quite a bit to offer, and the reason is that the government, the local government in Whitehorse, has essentially realized how important mining is to the economy up there and has essentially made it easier for a given exploration play, for example, to come up and stake claims and go forward. So, you know, if you're a junior and you're looking at the Yukon, you've got government support, number one. Okay, you've got a high gold price, which obviously the government doesn't have anything to do with, but that's definitely something in your back pocket, and it makes mining and exploration in the Yukon much more economic at $1,400 gold versus $200 or $300 gold. So, I think the biggest thing that has changed in the Yukon over the last few years is this political phenomenon known as devolution. And essentially what that means is the decision-making authority with respect to permitting has been transferred from Ottawa to Whitehorse. So rather than having to go to Ottawa and apply for the permits and wait and so on and so forth, you can go Whitehorse now, do the same thing. And essentially, again, as long as you've toe the line and play by the rules, you can get the permits in a much more expedient fashion. So that has made, you know, I think that really puts the Yukon on the map more than anything else.
We have a sponsor company, actually, that is involved up there, and Northern Tiger Resources, run by a chartered accountant by the name of Greg Hayes, very, very competent guy. He is, for lack of better terms, very, very optimistic about the opportunities up there. And I would agree with that. It's an area, number one, working year round is not possible, but it's such a rich area that even working for a portion of the year, you know, the majority of the year, but not all 12 months, makes it a very, very, particularly with the price of gold, as you brought out, makes it a very, very interesting area as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the geology up there, and I'm not a geologist, so I won't get too deep into it, but there is a gold trend that runs through Alaska, through the Yukon and down into northern BC called the Tintina Gold Trend. And Northern Tiger in particular has one of their deposits, I believe it's Sonora Gulch, which is right smack dab in the middle of the trend. So if you look at, even in the last couple of years, what's happened up there in terms of investor interest, and when I say investor, I'm talking about major producers. You've got, Kinross, which took out Underworld, I think that was earlier this year, for a 36% premium, and their, you know, that land package was actually just a little bit north of the Tintina Trend in another area called the White Gold District. But the bottom line is, again, you know, 100 years ago you had the, you know, the Klondike Gold Rush, and that was all placer deposits. And then for a whole host of reasons, whether or not it was infrastructure or the weather, that boom died. And now because of mining technology and, again, these new laws that are in place to make the exploration easier, you've got a whole host of people coming back and drilling, and they're drilling deeper, and they're finding some fantastic results. And, you know, Northern Tiger and Kinross and Kaminak are only, you know, three examples of a number of companies that have had good luck up there in the recent past.
Yeah, the Sonora Gulch, that is Northern Tiger's principal project. It's located in the heart of the Yukon's Dawson Range. And, you know, the one intriguing thing about the Dawson Range is it is really an underexplored part of the Tintina Gold Belt that you're talking about. How did you get involved in the Yukon, Chris?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned before working with my father, and one of the things that I focus on in sort of alongside him is emerging markets and the commodity super cycle that we're in and the idea of how these emerging markets are changing based on the need for resources, be they precious metals or base metals or what have you. And I just sort of looked around for specific emerging markets that present compelling investment plays, and I came across the Yukon. And, you know, the Yukon is not an emerging market in the same sense that Brazil, Russia, or India, or China, or Colombia, for that matter, would be. But it is an emerging market from a metals exploration perspective, and that's really what turned me on to it. You know, I had the opportunity to go on a tour of the Yukon earlier this summer with the Yukon Gold Mining Alliance, which is a group of 7 or 8 companies that are involved in the exploration. And in one company's case, the production of metals in the Yukon. And it was an interesting opportunity to, you know, to your point, you mentioned Sonora Gulch. We were on top of one of the mountains there, and you just get a sense for how vast not only the Yukon but Canada is, and the idea that there's just huge upside from an exploration and production potential.
Oh, there's a huge upside up there. There's no question about that. Canada really is an amazing country when you look at the amount of assets up there, whether you're talking precious metals, whether you're talking base metals, whether you're talking oil and gas. I mean, it really, really is truly, truly an interesting place. You know, I've been doing business up there, Chris, for over 30 years, specifically with mining companies. And I, too, am not a geologist, but, you know, we work with the Securities and Exchange Commission in the United States to register a lot of those companies down here that wanted to trade either on the NASDAQ system or the New York or the American, for that matter. And, you know, the more I got involved in the industry, the more I found it to be, number one, really, really intriguing, and number two, the profit potential for investors involved in Canadian mining companies, not just those companies that are, you know, that have assets in Canada, but basically Canadian domiciled companies in the resource industry. I mean, they are truly the cream of the crop as far as I'm concerned when it comes to the natural resource sector. Chris, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I really appreciate it. And I got to tell you, tell your dad he's no longer in the chain of command, so to speak. It's now going to be Chris Berry. That's a joke. But you did a great job. Thanks, my friend.
All right. You bet.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Chatting right now with a friend of mine who is the president and CEO of a company called Casa Gold Corp. Gentleman's name is Greg Myers. Greg has a PhD in geology. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that I am invested in Casa Gold, and they are a sponsor on our website. So as my buddy Bob Moriarty says whenever it's appropriate, this is really, really highly biased coming from me. Greg, how you doing, my friend? Nice to chat with you.
I'm real good today, Al. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good. Greg, I want to talk to you a little bit about Casa Gold and the fact that you guys are working. Your main project is in the state of Chihuahua, which is in Mexico. And I want to talk about what you guys are doing, what Casa Gold is doing under Greg Myers' direction to work safely in Mexico, because I'm really convinced that people are really getting, to a large extent, a misconception of what's going on down there. What are you guys doing to work effectively in that environment, Greg?
Well, we're working in an area of the Sierra that historically has had issues with security. And, it hasn't really changed that much over the years. I've been working in Mexico for on and off for 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's a familiar thing with me. And overall, what I find today is the same as 20 years ago, is the people are fantastic.
Yeah.
They're easy to be around. They're friendly. They're supportive.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a bad element no matter where you go. If you're in L.A. or New York, there's always that danger that you have to worry about.
Yeah.
So I think the first thing is being aware of where you are and who's around you.
Sure.
So that's our attitude, is we make sure the locals know who we are and why we're there.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing I think that people neglect when they're talking about this subject, specifically vis-a-vis the mining industry and the mining companies, you know, like CASA, is that you guys are bringing an awful lot of good to the areas in terms of employment, in terms of improving infrastructure, you know, et cetera. And people, to a large extent, really aren't going to jeopardize that relationship because, you know, they're hurting their own people.
Well, that's right. And that's what we find. We try to do as many local hires as we can when we have a project going. And that comes back to you. People look forward to you coming back, and they're sad to see you leave. And they let you know when things are going on in the area where you work, and they direct you in the areas where that's not the day to be over on that side of the mountain or whatever.
Yeah.
So, it's easy with the support that you get from the people.
You know, I had an interesting experience with my family down in Mexico, Greg. We were visiting a fairly remote mine site, producing mine. Actually, it was the La Negra mine, which is held by a company called Arcana Corporation. And La Negra, the mine, is very, very isolated. It's about a 4.5-hour drive from Mexico City. It's in an area where they are kind of the only show in town. There's a little bit of a town, speaking of towns, built up around the mine, and virtually everybody who works who lives in that town lives there because they work in the mine. The kids go to the schools that are, associated with the mine, etc. And I have to tell you, I was there with my family, my wife and one of our daughters, Sarah. We were shooting some video, and I have to tell you, we were there for 2 days, and I felt incredibly secure and incredibly comfortable. The thought of anything bad happening never even began to enter my mind because the people were so damn supportive of what the company was doing. And, you know, I've got to believe, I mean, you guys are bright people. You know, you and the chairman of the company are Brad Cook, who I've known for 20 years. You guys are very bright people, very successful in the industry, and I would find it very difficult to believe that you would be going into some place that really was not a place where you should be. Any comments?
Well, I agree. It's I've never felt at jeopardy in Mexico. I know things are going on around me, but I make sure I know where things are. And It's like being anywhere that's dangerous or could be dangerous. You pay attention to the situation.
Yeah, well, exactly. Now, you say you've been working in Mexico for 20 years, and I'm assuming that's what, all around the country?
Yeah, I've worked in all parts. I lived in Guadalajara for 4 years, and I've worked from one end of the country to the other, and I've never had any kind of problems. I've never had any issues on the highways, and I've always felt very safe and no stress at all from worrying about what could happen next.
Let's talk a little bit about what CASA Gold is going to be doing over the next 6 months or so. Now, you just went public. You went public a week ago yesterday, and you began trading a week ago Monday, this coming Monday, okay, on the TSX Venture Exchange, pardon me. What are your plans for the next 6 months?
Well, right now I'm headed down to Mexico on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
And I'm meeting with a group of our geologists, and we're getting started on two of our projects that we have in the Sierra right now, the Santiago project and the Baeza project. So we'll be doing mapping and sampling in preparation of a drilling program that will begin on Santiago in probably late January.
Mm-hmm.
And then right on the heels of finishing the Santiago drilling, we'll move the drill straight over to Baeza and start drilling there. So that's kind of our plan for the next 3 or 4 months coming up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I'm curious as to, you know, I'm not quite sure how to put this, but I guess the best way to put it is you guys just raised a fair amount of money, a large amount of money when you went public. And I would have to say that when investors are comfortable enough to put millions of dollars into a company like Casa Gold, they've done their research on Mexico. I mean, they're not going to invest in an area that simply doesn't make sense. And again, getting back to something that I said earlier, Greg, you and Brad, you know, you've got the reins of this company. You wouldn't be going in there if there was even the slightest reason not to, simply because you've got a fiduciary responsibility to your shareholders. And if you don't live up to that responsibility, you know, you guys are, you know, you could be held accountable for that.
Well, that's right. And if you look at the overall success rate of companies in Mexico, there isn't really an issue with exploration. I haven't heard of any of the companies that are having a problem, and that's in any of the areas. So we see it as being a safe place to work. Mexico politically supports mining extremely well.
Oh, let me tell you, let me just interrupt you for a second. The Mexican government, both on the national level and on the state level, is incredibly supportive because of what you guys are doing for the local people.
That's right. And if you look at, there's a lot of ratings of companies worldwide of their investment security issues, and Mexico's rated number 4 in the world as a place to spend your money. And so that gives it a pretty good reputation right there, and it has been in the top 5 for about the last 7 or 8 years. So it's a very, very stable area to go work. And I think some of the violence that you hear about in the news, you know, generally news looks for the spectacular.
Yep.
And the newsworthy issues. So I think that you're seeing an exaggeration of what's actually happening.
I got to tell you, Greg, I really, really appreciate you going out on a limb and discussing this subject, because a lot of executives that are associated with companies that are located, you know, south of the border simply don't want to discuss the issue. And I applaud you for discussing it, because I think it's something that investors need to be aware of. And let me just say on a closing note, Kathy and I are heavily invested in companies that have operations in Mexico. Am I selling my stock? Not on your life. Why not? Because it is one of the safest countries in the world to work in, and the potential down there is huge. Greg, thank you so much. Big Al's going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about a rather interesting editorial written by Paul Krugman. Stick around.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the show with my buddy Dan Fasseni. Dan is a financial analyst, a portfolio manager, money manager, etc., CPA from the San Francisco area, very well informed on politics and finance. We have a bone to pick with Paul Krugman. Now, Paul Krugman wrote an editorial that I read last week in the Seattle Times entitled GOP Bloodlust Endangers the Economy and National Security. He talked in there on two issues. He talked on political issues, basically lambasting the Republicans for being an obstructionist party, okay, on the one hand, and that doesn't really have a lot to do with economic principles. And then he went on to say that the financial economic principles of the Democrats are 100% correct, have to raise the debt limit, et cetera, et cetera. Dan and I both significantly, highly, emotionally disagree with that. Dan, what do you think, number one, about his assertions that the Republicans are evil people? You know, GOP bloodlust. Boy, there's an interesting comment. I don't believe it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's just typical of Paul Krugman. He's becoming a cartoon. It's embarrassing that this is our Nobel laureate here. It's a joke. He's a fidgety little guy who constantly comes out with these leftist viewpoints. It's a very cynical view of the other side. These are people that can't conceive of the fact that the other side has a different view than them. Imagine that. That they might actually believe in a smaller government, lower taxation. All of his principles that he discusses in this thing, he says that the Republicans are getting in the way of government. It's similar to that whole criticism of being the party of no. The party of no, there needs to be a party of no. Someone's got to say no to some things. That doesn't mean that you are just no to be obstructive. Sometimes you have to say no to principles that are so far off the beam. And in this case, he's again saying that the conservatives are getting in the way of government. Well, we are the government.
He needs to
grasp that.
We are the government. Here's an interesting comment that he made. I want to give you a direct quote here. But he is talking about, for example, the fact that he's convinced that the Republicans are going to stonewall the Democrats when they try to raise the debt limit, and that's going to cause significant hardships. The hardships that he says that's going to cause are really pretty interesting when you take the following direct quote and realize exactly what he is saying. Quote, now you might think that the prospect of this kind of standoff, which might deny many Americans essential services, wreak havoc in financial markets, and undermine America's role in the world, would worry all men of goodwill. But no, Simpson can't wait. Now, I got to tell you, I think that that is really stretching it to make that assertion. Thoughts?
I can't wait. I would like to see this actual question be brought to the fore. I'd like to see them actually discuss what they're doing to our government and risking our lives. That doesn't mean that I want to see I just enjoy the drama of it, the theater of it. I don't have any bloodlust for that. But yes, it's time. It's well past time that we actually sit down and address these issues, the broader entitlement issues, the earmark issues. I know those are smaller dollar, but all the spending that goes in, the bills that talk about a lot of unrelated things that are wrapped up into one big bill, all the other garbage, the little special interest deals that are cut. It's time that we, and it's well past time, as I've said, to confront these things. But he's wrong. Conservatives see things very differently. We see that when you run massive debts, you're undermining the government. You're risking this country. We see that when you run a weak foreign policy, that you are risking this country and you're showing weakness and you're making it very difficult and you're encouraging our enemies. This treaty that he wants us to sign, he says it's a much needed treaty. Well, many of us don't see it that way.
Which treaty are we talking about, Dan?
The recent treaty to control nuclear arms, the nuclear arms deal that they came to with the Russians. Well, many of us see it as giving the Russians a bit of an advantage on us, and it's not necessary. Why would we cede our advantage to them? And treaties are worthless. Many of us view that. We view them to be worthless, that they sign treaties and we live to them and they don't.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but let's get back to the economic issue here. Here's another quote directly from this op-ed written by Mr. Krugman. Quote, after all, the GOP isn't interested in helping the economy as long as a Democrat is in the White House.
Yeah, and that's nonsense.
Yeah.
That's absolute nonsense. We're actually interested in helping this president, if he'd like to help.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the way that we view the way you should run a monetary and fiscal policy, but it's not to just destroy the guy. Certainly, most any conservative would love to see him go. It'd be nice. But the fact of the matter is we have to live while he's president.
Sure.
And to do that, we believe that you should observe certain principles. And some of those principles are you run sustainable programs. Our entitlement programs are not sustainable. Anybody that looks at them objectively, just looking at the math, they are not sustainable. They're Ponzi schemes. And so they have to be addressed. And every facet of government, there's a number of departments in government that are not contemplated in our Constitution, and they have been created and they have grown, and there's nothing to stop them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, politicians that go there and become career politicians, even when they start with good intentions,
mm-hmm.
They become career politicians, and they kind of fertilize their little area by passing all these various money programs that go to their constituents, and it creates a larger and larger problem. And there's a systemic issue. We have to deal with that. You know, many of us on the conservative side just feel Krugman is flat wrong, but we're tired of the cynicism that the only motives are to destroy the other side. Like we just like to do battle and ruin people. That's their job. That's what they do. They ruin personalities.
I don't disagree at all. Dan, I got a real quick question for you here. We're down to about 4 minutes in this particular segment, and my question is this. The Democrats are saying that entitlement programs have to be continued in existence, and in many cases have to be enlarged, okay? We have a medical system right now, a medical payment system right now, that our president says is deficit neutral. I don't understand at all how it can be deficit neutral. They're using emotions to say the Republicans don't care about people who can't afford medical care. They simply don't care. They don't care if people die in the streets because they're not willing to provide any type of help for those people. We're using absolutely ridiculous, erroneous statements here when these people are saying that. What I don't understand purely and simply is this, okay, you take a business and you take an income statement on a business and you have X amount of revenue and X amount of expenses. If the expenses continue to dwarf the revenues, that business is simply going to go out of existence. That's what's happening in the United States right now, Dan. There is absolutely no question, neither a Democrat nor a Republican could refute that fact. Why don't people understand that? You got the final word, and you got 2 minutes.
Well, I think, you know, again, this goes back to the way that they argue. If you aren't for something, if you're not for extending unemployment benefits, if you're not for gay marriage, then you're, you know, you're obviously against the poor, you're a homophobe, you're a racist if you don't give special deals to certain minorities. You know, and that's just not it. What they don't see is where the funding comes from. The funding has to come from somewhere. Or an institution has to be changed, which is going to affect other people. That's how it works. But what they see is they see an unlimited pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
They see a group of Americans, which they call the millionaires and billionaires. That's their favorite phrase. And they work it into every conversation, the millionaires and billionaires. Well, they feel like they can just keep taking from them. And that's the redistributionist ideology they have. Because they want to have all these programs. They want a more Europeanized system. Well, many of us don't want that, and we do feel it's unsustainable, and we do feel it's going to create bad incentives or disincentives. And you're going to see a slow growth, high unemployment system like you see in Europe, and we don't want that. But that's what he's encouraging, and he's encouraging someone else to pay for all these pet programs. And if you don't encourage it, then you're this ist or phobe or whatever. Whatever is popular at the time.
Yeah. Well, the only comment that I would make on this is, you know, you look at my wife and I, okay, and we have literally worked like dogs all of our lives. And we've had our own business all of our lives. We have contributed to society financially. We have contributed to society with our time and our efforts. And we have now, you know, at our particular stage in life, we have reached a point where we're comfortable. But we worked like hell to get here. And I find it offensive for someone to say, you need to pay more because you have more money. You need to pay more because you have more money, and we're implying that you've never done anything in the past. Where I can guarantee you that we donate more money to causes than probably 80% of the people out there. And we don't do it because we're forced to. We do it because it's the American way. Dan, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.